Ms. Evangeline Andrews, you are cordially invited to an evening of splendor and extravagance. Reveal yourself. Waterside Stud Farm, July 26th, RSVP. Eva ran her fingertips over the crisp ivory paper waiting on her desk. The raised gold font felt like tiny bubbles under her skin as she admired the elegance of the small rectangular invitation. This was not how she expected Monday morning to start. She glanced over her shoulder, suspecting to find sniggering faces staring at her. But life in the office was as mundane as any other Monday. If this was Megan's idea of a joke, she hadn't let anyone in on the punchline yet. Eva checked her watch. Shoot. She had 5 minutes, and she was hoping to dash to the restroom before this morning's meeting. But she had no time. She'd have to hold it. She couldn't be late. The boardroom stank. A mixture of too much perfume, bitter coffee, and Eva took a deep breath and coughed dryly. Ugh. Stale, cling-to-your-clothes cigar smoke. Yuck. She skillfully cast her eyes around without moving her head. Everyone in the boardroom was under 40, at least. Who in the hell under 40 smokes cigars? She wondered if it was a cultural thing here in Ireland. She'd heard how the Irish liked to smoke and drink, but she hadn't seen much evidence of it since she'd spent most evenings in her apartment Googling ways to understand their strange phrases and thick accent. But she did have to smile, because cigars and brandy before a meeting at 10 a.m. had its charm. It was like 1920 all over again, and life definitely had to be simpler back then, didn't it? A seat at the huge oval table offered a panoramic view of everyone and everything in the boardroom. Between fidgeting with her nails and looking out the window, Eva kept herself entertained by watching grown adults, in smart attire, subtly pass notes like school children and try to hide a laugh. Megan, the office manager, continued her infamous Monday minutes, oblivious to everyone's lack of interest. The two guys on either side of her were practically drooling over the top button of her shirt that looked like it might pop open any second. Eva knew Megan's appearance was gaining far more attention than the words coming out of her mouth. Last week, Eva spotted one of the interns slip Megan's used coaster into his trouser pocket as if it were celebrity memorabilia. Megan, the rock star of the business world, Eva thought, rolling her eyes. So, Megan said, the apples of her cheeks rounded by her huge smile. We have a couple of newbies with us. Eva looked toward the coaster collector and gave a friendly smile. Everyone give a warm welcome to... Megan glanced at a piece of paper where she obviously had the newbies' names jotted down. Niall, or Nigel, or Nathan, the intern mumbled, unsure. Megan flicked her hand as if she was swatting an irritating fly. Whatever. She quickly reverted her stare back across the room. And another big hello goes to Evangeline. Eva tapped her chest with her fingers. Me? Of course you, silly, Megan grinned. Now stand up and give us all a few words. Eva's chair squeaked sharply as she got to her feet and tried to hide her confusion. She wasn't new, and she guessed half the room, who stared at her blankly, knew it too. She'd worked in Ignite Technologies for over quite a while, and if there was one thing she'd learned in that time, it was that you didn't contradict Megan. Ever. Eva cleared her throat as Megan tapped the side of her glass with a paperclip. Christ, she wasn't giving a wedding toast, was she? A couple of coughs and some shushing followed. Eva swallowed roughly. Hi, everyone. I'm Evangeline Andrews, and I'm... Oh my God, are you American? Someone at the far end of the massive oval table asked, as if American was synonymous with a three-eyed, slimy, tentacle-endowed alien. Yeah, Eva said. New Jersey, originally. No way. My grandmother is from Hoboken. I visit every summer, the voice continued. Eva craned her neck to see who was talking, but the afternoon sun was glaring in the huge window and blinding her,